So in my Adam state, I am dead.
That's right. That's right.
But you were created in Him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want you to catch this. So if you were created in Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. See, people are asking how old I am. In earth years, I'm 33. Yes. But I'm eternal. Because there was no time in Him that I did not exist.
My God.
Can I help somebody? See, if you existed in Him in eternity, with the Holy Ghost. See, don't fault me that He let me come out at 81.
Yes.
He let some of y'all come out at 65, 24, 42. I don't care when you made your appearance in this world, but you always was in Him.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Inspirations with Pastor Charles E. Brumfield Jr. We hope this broadcast was a blessing to your life. For more information on the ministry or to send a love gift, you can write us at Charles E. Brumfield Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 2848, Hammond, Louisiana, 70404. Or you can email us at PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. That's PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. Live a victorious life in Jesus.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I'm trying to continue what I've been. My main purpose in having this program is to try to encourage people to read the Bible for yourself. And don't take my word, don't take your pastor's word or nobody else's until you read for yourself and learn what God says about your situation, about you and about life, and try to live it that way. Instead of so much following the crowd, what they say and what they're doing, what they did at this church over there, that church over there, and quit criticizing trying to correct your pastor because of the fact that as a pastor is a very responsible position to have. That's one of the reasons I'm not too anxious to get into that position myself, because of the fact that a pastor is responsible for a lot for what he teaches the people. Just like you're responsible for what you teach your children, the pastor is responsible for what he teaches the congregation. And God's going to hold him responsible for that. But if God deals with us as individuals, and we have a lot more to work with than those people back in biblical times, because most of the Bible times, they did not have the written word as we have to go by. They listened to what the prophet said and what the prophet said, and there were false prophets even then. So now we have a book that God left and called His Word. And it says that His Word is truth. And Jesus said the truth will make you free. Now, if you want to be free from the opinions of what people think of you and what they say, because like I say all the time, opinions cannot change the truth, but the truth will change your opinion if you really want to know the truth and find the truth. But some people don't even, as that man said in that movie, some people can't handle the truth. So you know, and you think when you say that, like I say, sometimes I can tell you where to find it, where to read it, and read it to you, and read it to you over and over and over again. Maybe the power of suggestion will work if you listen to what I say long enough. But I don't have time to sit around and go over and over and over over something to you in your ear when you can do it for yourself. You can read this Bible and not understand it, and you soon get bored with it. But if you read this Bible and ask God to give you understanding of what you read and know how important it is, and what the importance of knowing God's word and reading it for yourself and getting to know God, have a relationship with him first, relationship, and then have fellowship with your brothers and sisters, and the way, so we can, as Solomon say, iron sharpens iron. So it's good to talk to people sometime, and sometimes it's good to listen to people. Because you know, God hadn't give all the truth to any one of us, not even the Pope. He don't have all the truth. As a matter of fact, a lot of the foolishness that goes on is when they say that the Pope is in the place of God on the earth. That's a joke to me, because the Pope got some skeleton in his closet too. I said that to a preacher once in Las Vegas. He was trying to push me down every prayer every time they have call people up to pray for him. I'd go up there and he'd pray, trying to push me down. Felt like he was trying to push me down, a big guy. And I wasn't going to let him push me down on that floor. And he made the mistake one time after they got through praying and everything. He said, I see some of y'all come up here every time we have prayer. You come up for prayer, but you never receive the Holy Spirit, and you got because you got too many skeletons in your closet. But he made the mistake of asking if anybody had anything to say after that. Me, with my smart mouth, I jumped up. I said, "Yeah, I got something to say." He said, "What's that?" I said, "You talking about people don't get the Holy Spirit because they got too many skeletons in their closet?" I said, "You got some skeletons in your closet too." He said, "Well, we ain't talking about me. We talking about you." I said, "Well, I just want to let you know. I know you got some skeletons in your closet, whether you want anybody to know it or not. But you see, we all have some skeletons in our closet. And if we would learn to straighten out the person you look at every morning when you get up and look in the mirror, if we learn how to straighten that person out instead of trying to straighten me out and try to straighten somebody else out, try to straighten your pastor out or the deacons or the ushers, or that, let the ushers straighten the usher out. It's the usher's responsibility. If she's going to be an usher, let her know how to be an usher and be the best usher she can be. And like my old granddaddy used to say, he said, "You don't have to be the best, but you can be your best." So those principles followed me all of my life. I never worried about being in competition with nobody. I did have for 50 years. And I never was interested in entering contests. I entered one contest and won first prize for hair color. But what I was interested in was satisfying that woman in my chair. Now, if I could please her, it didn't make no difference what the rest of the people, even in the shop, thought about what I was doing. If that person was satisfied with it and paid me, I was happy. And they was happy. So it's the same thing in life. If you can deal with what you're going through or what you're doing, and you feel that it's right, see, as a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. But now, a lot of us think that we're right, and we're all the way wrong. But if you're going to do what you believe in, whatever it is you believe in, you bet your life on that, because you believe it. You believe it with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. But sometimes what we believe is wrong. In order to learn to believe the right thing, we need to read the truth. We need to know the truth. Jesus said the truth. We know the truth, and the truth will make you free. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I think it is, that we are new creatures in Christ. New creatures, but we are not yet finished creatures. We are made a new creation. God is still working on us. We're not finished yet. So when people start finding faults with me, I say, "Well, you know, God ain't through with me yet. You didn't know me when I was really messed up. If you'd known me then, you probably wouldn't even talk to me. Now." But the point is that if we would learn to mind our own business, that's the bottom line. Mind your own business and leave other people's alone. Now, if somebody asks you into their business, try to give them some good advice. The best advice you know, and the best advice I have for anybody, is in this book we call the Bible. Read the Bible for yourself. Get to have a relationship with your Creator. Get to know Him and find out what He wants you to do, and do that. And do it the best you can. And whatever you do for somebody else, like when I was doing hair, I might not have been the best hairdresser, but I bet you every time somebody got up out of that chair, they said, well, he did the best he could. And that's what they got from me. I did the best I could with what I had, what little knowledge I had of hair. And like I told somebody, when they tell me, oh, you've been doing hair that long, you ought to know. No, I don't know everything. And whenever I learn everything about hair, I'm going to quit. I didn't learn everything about hair, but something came along with all this false hair and stuff. I quit because I could see that it wasn't helping. It was doing more harm than helping. A lot of times we get into church and come out worse than we was when we was in the streets. Because Jesus said that you make a proselyte and then you make more of a devil out of him after you get him in the church than he was before. I mean, so we have to know for ourselves. And all I can do is tell you about it. I can't make you do anything. And just like everybody else, I've only got an opinion, what I think. And I try to base my thinking on what the Word of God says. And like I say, I could be wrong about what I think, so don't take my word for it. Get in the book and know for yourself. And this is what God's going to ask you about when you have to face the judgment seat of Christ, which we all will do, according to 2 Corinthians 4:10. We all will face the judgment seat of Christ for ourselves. So, that's 2 Corinthians 5:10, I think. Anyway, it's in 2 Corinthians 4 or 5, verse 10. I don't have my Bible in front of me. I'm just talking from what I've read and what I've retained from reading the Bible. So that's why I say check on this for yourself. You need to read it, ask God to give you understanding, and give you the courage to do what it says. Because sometimes it takes courage to do some stuff like love your enemy. Love your enemy. And this guy, but see, I'm glad God didn't say like your enemy. He said love your enemy. I don't have to love you with passion like I love my wife, you know, my brother or my sister. But I can love you enough to help you if you need it. I can love you enough to treat you with respect. I can love you enough not to try to harm you, not to put any kind of stumbling block in your way. But now to like you, I don't like a lot of things and people I love enough to try to help them if I can, but I don't like the ways. They got some ways that I don't like. You know, I got some people that in my life that I don't particularly like their ways, but I like them. And I love them, but they got some ways that I don't particularly like. So I can't love them for the things they do to me. You imagine somebody take a 2x heavy and wrap you upside the head with it and take your money or something. And then you gonna love that person you see him? No. You gonna like that person? No, I don't like them, but I have to still love them. I love them enough to realize that they are made in God's image just like I was. You see, they're still God's people, and God loves them in spite of what they did. He don't like the deed they did, but he loves them. See, that's why we get confused when the Bible says, oh, the Bible says love everybody. Yeah, I love everybody, but I can't like everybody. And I'm glad God didn't say like everybody, because I don't like a lot of people. You know, yeah, because of this low down ugly things they do to me and to other people. I don't like to see people misuse nobody, but we do that. And if you learn to do that and learn to understand that, you see, because it really don't help. A lot of people like to, if I don't like somebody, I'm gonna try to talk everybody I know into not liking them. For what? Them did nothing to you. So you have no right to dislike them, not just because I dislike them, but you got a lot of friends don't want to be friends with you because you're friends with somebody that they don't like.